Good morning. I'm Jim Dewey with View from the Tractor, brought to you by First Farm Credit Services. Coming up, the deadline for high school seniors to apply for the First Choice Agriculture Scholarship is fast approaching.
By choosing First Farm Credit Services as your crop insurance provider, you are backed by a team whose sole focus is crop insurance. First Farm Credit Services works year-round on servicing policies and staying up to date with all the changes and regulations impacting crop insurance. With volatile commodity prices, a customized risk management strategy tailored to your farm operation and protection needs has never been more important. Call me, Ethan Cook, at 217-222-4000 today.
February 15th is the last day for high school seniors to sign up for the First Choice Agriculture Scholarship. Vice President Jessica Carlin says most of the application can be filled out online, but there is some information that the high school will need to send in.
And we can either receive those applications here at our office, or you can send them directly into our central office as well, as long as we have them by February 15th.
Is this just for high schools, or can kids already in college apply?
The one that we're talking about today is just for graduating high school seniors, and there's actually 24 different scholarships at $1,500 each, so it's a sizable amount that will help out, you know, with college expenses, and those are available to students in our 42-county service territory. A little bit of just description there. They need to be accepted into either an agriculture curriculum at a university, college, or community college, or it could be a agricultural-related curriculum. And basically what that means, Jim, is anything that has to do with rural life. So we've had people that have applied for our scholarship that were going to go into, you know, nursing or education or that type of field, that we're planning on returning to the rural community and giving back in that way. And that's also eligible. It does not necessarily have to be an ag-related major.
We've already mentioned they need to go through the school to get some information for that scholarship. What else would somebody need to do to apply?
The easiest thing to do would be actually to go to our website, which is www.firstfarmcredit.com, and that's a 1ST, farmcredit.com. And there's a link there under the About Us that takes you to the scholarship page, and it has all of the details on what you need to do to apply, and it actually has an application online that you can fill out as well. But it'll walk you through all of that information. You did mention about kids who are actually already in college. We do have a couple of different scholarships available for those as well. So information on that is also on the website if people are interested.
These days, it's always best to check the website first. Also want to just throw in a quick little plug for the 4-H and FFA grant programs that you have. Tell me a little about that.
Sure. So what we offer here at Farm Credit is a total of 20 different $250 grants. So the grants are $250, and any 4-H club or FFA chapter in our area is eligible. And basically, the grants are for projects that are going to improve people's communities. So the grants are used for community improvement projects, which could bring a positive change and impact on the local community, involve youth development and education. And I know we have had some 4-H and FFA chapters in the Adams County and surrounding county areas that have applied and received those. So that's a pretty good deal for the local chapters as well.
Again, for details on these programs, visit firstfarmcredit.com. That's View from the Tractor. For all your crop insurance needs, visit Ethan Cook at First Farm Credit Services. I'm Jim Dewey.